This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are shows that are much more fun for me than others, and this particular show is fun, and the reason why I tell you that is because it's bigger than the news of the day. And the news of the day is Joe Biden said some stupid stuff about D-Day and his uncle getting eaten by cannibals. And I did a radio hit on it yesterday, and one of the things that we talked about, the host of the show said, when I was commenting about Uncle Bosie, and I'll get to that here later in the segment, later this hour, but I said, he's no hero. Joe Biden wants to make everybody in his family a hero. Bo Biden is a hero because he died of brain cancer while in the service of the United States military. So he's a hero. And I said, I call BS on that. And a radio host argued with me and said, well, anybody that signs up and puts their name on that paper to be a member of the unit, you know, armed forces is a hero. And I said, that's not true. That's just blatantly a lie. And it goes back to what I've been talking about in the previous hour, which is universal truths. See, the idea that you sign your name and say, hey, military, you can do what you want with me, that makes you a hero. Really, so we've got millions and millions of heroes that never saw harm's way, that never faced anybody. Oh, but Kevin, they signed up. So anyway, I'm going to play the clip. I asked his producer to send me the clip because everybody, almost universally, I can't say everybody, but almost universally, people agreed with me. It's strictly signing up doesn't make you a hero. One of my friends is a black comedian. He said, man, you brothers signed up to get the benefits. They wanted that cheap housing. They wanted medical insurance. They wanted, you know, to get an education for free. They wanted to travel and see the world for a few years that they couldn't do on their own. That's why they did it. They didn't sign up because they had some overwhelming love for America. What planet are you from? So that was the backdrop of this, and I want to use it in terms of Euclid, universal truths, what we define as a universal truth, because I think this discussion is super important, and the backdrop of it, and we're going to get to this later in the broadcast, as I said, is Joe Biden and the BS that this guy told, and he tried to make his family, again, bigger than life. Because that's what Joe Biden does. Everything the Bidens do is bigger than life. Everything they've done in the past, the present, what's going to happen in the future, and I could go on. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week. You can also catch reruns during the week of the program. So we select different clips. Sometimes if I'm sick, we'll go back and look at broadcasts from other years. And here's what I love about what happens when we do that is people say to me, Kevin, those broadcasts are just as good today as they were back then. I agree with you. Sometimes we listen to them when we're putting them together and I think, wow, I said that? Because I honestly believe that many of the things that I say, I don't even believe this. I don't need to put a free qualifier on it. The things that I say are inspired to me by God. I'm not trying to tell you I'm preachy or, you know, I'm some sort of guru or whatever. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you opinions that sometimes supersede what I'm really thinking at the time, and I don't remember it. You can tell me, Kevin, and so episode 24-143, you said, I don't. Okay, I probably said it, but here's what I will tell you. Whatever I said, I meant. That part, God's good with me. He said, you know, he doesn't give me things, and I have to go, oh, well, God told me to say that, but I don't remember it now. No, if I say it, I stand by it, and I'll say it again. This is a truism. Everybody who signed up to be part of the armed forces is not a hero. One of my buddies received the Medal of Honor. We were at an event together. He ended up marrying Sarah Palin's daughter. And this guy saved people. I mean, he did an absolute heroic thing in the military when he was over in Iraq, and he gets the Medal of Honor, saved lives. And we were sitting there, and I said, man, you know, I got to tip my hat to you. And, you know, he's a Marine, and he said, Kev, he goes, man, he said, I did what any of the guys in my unit would have done. He goes, this talk of me being a hero is ridiculous. He goes, I happen to be the guy that was put in the position to do what any of us would have done. See, that's what makes him a hero. One, he doesn't see himself as that. Two, he selflessly did it, no thought. And everybody else he knew, there wasn't a single guy that he served with who wouldn't do the same thing. See, that's the hero inside of every one of you. Every one of you. And let me tell you something. Don't let these people tell you, oh, well, they signed their name on a piece of paper. There are many people who, for whatever reason, could not sign their name on a piece of paper or didn't sign their name on a piece of paper, not because they're less patriotic, not because they don't love this country as much as the people that sign their name, but because of life circumstances. Everybody can't sign up for the military. And by the way, there was no clarion call like some massive war effort like there was in World War II, where people did go and say, you know what, I'm going to go get signed up and do, you know, and I'm going to give my, I'm ready to give my life for this country. I think about Chris Kyle when he watched the World Trade Center get attacked, and he said, you know what, I'm going to go do something. He was riding bulls, and he said, I've seen enough. I've got a skill set. I'll go apply my skill set. And he went, and that guy, you could look at him and say he's a hero. He protected people overwatch as a Navy SEAL sniper, and he guarded lives. He took out some of the worst criminals over there, at least terrorists against us, that you could possibly take out. Documented. Saving lives. The guys recognized him as a hero. The guys said when he was on Overwatch, they felt better protected. That's hero quality there. And Chris Kyle, I know his wife very well and friends of his. I didn't get a chance to meet Chris. But they tell me, Chris would tell you right to your face, I'm no hero. I did what I was supposed to do. He signed up because he wanted to get involved. And even afterwards, it was one of the people that he was trying to help, a person who was struggling with PTSD that actually killed him. Even after the fact, this guy was still willing to give it all. Those are heroes. My father-in-law served in Vietnam, and we were headed back from Hamilton to a little farm his sister owns right by the way they filmed Yellowstone. And he said to me, Kevin, I saw many a coward in Vietnam. Many a coward. Everybody that signs up doesn't mean you're a hero. We'll talk about that when I get back.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I did a radio hit yesterday with one of my buddies, and he was telling me that everybody that signs up for the military is a hero. And I said, that's just not true. Anybody willing to put their name on the bottom line and whatever. I didn't even get into, what about the people who were forced to put their name on the bottom line when we had conscription? People that were forced to go to Vietnam as senators' kids, not to go all Bob Dylan and, you know, and all those guys on you, but when senators' kids were not going to fight in a war, but poor people's kids were, blacks' people, Hispanics, minorities disproportionately fighting a war that had no real end to it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to thank everybody who signs up to be part of what we do in any way, shape, or form. And for those of you who are so forgiving for us not being able to get everything to you exactly at the time that you need it. But here's what I will tell you. If you get a hold of me, I will contact you. I will call you. We will spend time together. And I'll let you know how important you are. And I tell you this every day. I'm so glad you're here. And I wish I could get 1,000 more of you. And you could radiate out so we could get more people listening to the program. because ones like today are very important, and we're talking about universal truths. And I use Euclid as an example, and I just want to use Euclid's first universal truth. In case you don't know, from a mathematical point of view, he wanted to do stuff that said, this is irrefutable. So I'll give you an example. The very first Euclid proof, universal truth or postulate said a straight line can be drawn from any point to another point. Only one line can be drawn from one point to another point. Straight line. Bam. And he said, the second postulate is that finite long line can be extended as long as you want. In other words, I can make it an inch, and it is a straight line, and I could make it 1,000 light years, and it is still a straight line, point to point. Just giving you some ideas. Here's another universal proof. Here's another universal truth, the third postulate of Euclid. A circle can be constructed with any point as its center and with any length as its radius. So think of a protractor. Once I put the little center down, the pencil is around the corner, around the edge, and I draw my circle, I'll get a circle. And it doesn't matter how big it is. If I have that point as the center and I draw something around it, I will have as big a circle as the earth or as small a circle as a pinpoint. Here's another universal principle, the fourth, and then it gets complicated, but here's the one. All right angles are equal to one another. That is a huge geometrical principle. Those are facts, irrefutable facts. The same way I talked about Euclid applied to physics, gravity is gravity, period. Things can impact gravity, but gravity in a vacuum is 9.8 meters per second squared. So that is the way meters per second per second. So that is what you get for gravity, period. And the only thing that happens to gravity is the impact on it with outside forces. But it's still gravity. I want to go back to these universal truths as it pertains to the military, because I was having this discussion with a radio host friend of mine who wants everybody to be a hero. Everybody that signs up as a cop is a hero. Not true. There are cops that sign up because they're egotistical maniacs and they see it as a way to make money. Every teacher, are all teachers good? Are all doctors ready to do the Hippocratic Oath? I'm not trying to speak in terms of absolutes because I know that's I'm not trying to play that game. I'm just telling you, we have to be very descript on what we define things to be. Many people, and I can tell you this specifically for black folks, I was literally having this conversation the other day with a group of black men, and a couple of them said, man, I went into the military for the benefits. These are Democrats going, man, the country is the country smuntry. I didn't care about the country. I wanted the benefits. One of them is very close to me. I'm not going to say his name because I know he listens to the program. Many whites signed up to be in the military, not because they had a love of country or whatever. They wanted the same thing. But my buddies, no, they're all heroes because they signed on the line. They were ready to go. The government could do whatever they wanted with them. I said, look, what about the timing? Think about when Pearl Harbor was attacked. You know how many young men in America signed up to go be in the military to kick some Japanese butt or to kick Hitler's butt? That was because we love the country. Those are people you could at least say, I know why they did it. I know why they signed on the bottom line. But my buddy's arguing that Joe Biden, and we're going to get to this in the next segment, but his uncle signing up to be in the military, you know, whatever, made him a hero because Joe Biden said his four uncles signed up, get this, after D-Day. That's critical. I'll talk about that more in a bit. The real question is, why didn't they sign up after Pearl Harbor? Yeah, I already gave a little bit of it away. So today's military is voluntary. We don't have any real wars, not yet. We're about to, because Joe Biden has got us headed in that direction. But I want to give you some definitions of hero from different people. And a guy by the name of Joseph Campbell said, a hero is someone who's given his or her life to something bigger than oneself, given their lives. See, every one of those people that gave their lives, you could theoretically say, is a hero. I'll argue with you that they're not all heroes. Some of them are just casualties of war. But you do understand they sacrificed it all. And therefore, you can't take that away from them because that little bit they gave is worth something. It's kind of like the way I look at us. We look at ourselves and say, we're insignificant. Yeah, many of us are being sacrificed in this war that we're fighting with the leftists here in America. So to that degree, yes, we are all heroes, but we're not all recognized. Because that little hero thing you do, that little hero inside of you, I hate to put it this way, everybody's not going to see that light shine. Again, as you think about what I'm telling you, I want you to deal with this in terms of universal truth. Tom Hanks said this, a hero is somebody who voluntarily walks into the unknown. That is the most stupid definition of hero I've ever seen. A person that walks into the unknown? Seriously? Every day you get up, you walk into the unknown. Every you have a baby, you're walking into the unknown. Are you a parent? You're going to become a new parent? Everything is the unknown. That is the worst definition of a hero I've ever heard. But when Tom Hanks says it, oh, well, it must be a universal truth. You think many people signed up for the military with no intention of going to war, that they said, you know what, we're in a time of peace. I don't think we're going to go to war. I think the wars we'll go fight are winnable. I'm only going to be peeling potatoes, so who cares? I have a good question for you. If everybody who signs up is a hero, I'm going to play Euclid for just a second. You ready? Kevin Jackson's about to blow your mind. Were there any cowards in the military? I'll let you ponder on that for a bit. Because my buddy would make you believe if everybody's a hero, well, then how could there be any cowards? Well, I know my father-in-law, and I said this earlier, he came back from Vietnam, and he says, let me tell you, Kevin, there are a lot of cowards in the military. He didn't expound, but he didn't have to tell me that. We got more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel carrying out a military strike against Iran. Iranian officials said air defenses intercepted three drones and that there were no reports of a missile attack. Iranian's foreign minister telling CNN that his country will not wait to retaliate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been snubbed by his own family. The son of the late Robert F. Kennedy, running as an independent for president, but didn't get the endorsement from his relatives. Carrie Kennedy, a daughter of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, along with about 13 other Kennedys, joined together to endorse President Joe Biden. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. The jury made up of 7 men and 5 women. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I discussed the topic of hero and universal truths on a friend of mine's show, he had callers phone in to say, who do you agree with, Kevin, that, you know, that everybody that signs up in the military isn't a hero? Or do you agree with me that anybody that's willing to put their name on the bottom line and put on that uniform is a hero? And almost universally, unanimously, the callers agreed with me that just by enlisting in the military or signing up to be a police doesn't make you a hero. Get this, even people who were in the military, people who were policemen, called in and said, I agree with Kevin. I'm going to play the clip when I get, not this this time, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden here in a second, but I'm going to play that so you can hear when I'm doing, we're having the same discussion except, you know, I have it on other people's shows. It's a little funnier sometimes because we're back and forth. But I want you to hear what I'm talking about. And here's what I want you to focus on, because, see, this is the John McCain syndrome. Everybody, oh, I love John McCain. He's a hero. No, he wasn't. Trump was right. John McCain was no hero. He wrecked more planes than he should have. If he hadn't been an admiral's son, he would have probably been discharged from the military, not in a good way. But he's been made into a folk hero of sorts. He wasn't. So as you think about what I'm telling you today, I want you to think about the word expert. Right? I want you to think about the word science. Things you're supposed to trust. I want you to think about the Department of Justice, specifically the FBI. What you're told about these things. What you're told about your senators, your congressmen, your representatives. These all people have been called heroic for one reason or another, because these are people that wouldn't know strife. They wouldn't know how to face adversity, if you wrapped it around a necklace around, you know, was an albatross around their neck. They still wouldn't recognize it. That's a terrible analogy, but I think you get the point. Hey, sometimes it ain't always a gift from God when I'm speaking. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, folks, speaking of universal truths, you might want to consider investing in gold. Go to KJ Gold now. Check out Genesis Gold Group. They're my new gold guys. If you want to transfer an IRA, you're from that into gold. And I'm going to tell you, Joe Biden has done a number on gold, but gold has still managed to go up even less than it did under Trump. It went up 54% under Donald Trump. It's gone up about 20% under Biden. But it's steady. And it's something you should give some. I wouldn't tell you put everything in the gold, but take a look at it. Move part of your portfolio. And if you do it through us, then we get credited for it. I'm telling you right now, we get credited for it. But it's what I've done, and hopefully it's something you decide it's worth you doing. But the universal truth is, gold has always been a currency. The dollar's not always been a currency, just FYI. Because some of us may be a little too young to know that. But, I mean, there was a time when there wasn't a dollar. It was other currencies. I don't think we're still trading in whatever the Romans traded in back in the day. So, but gold is always tradable. So check it out, kjgoldnow.com. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a hero is no braver than any other ordinary man, but is brave 5 minutes longer. But Joe Biden, boy, he can tout the heroes. This man's speeches are famous for their content. I mean, rife for ridicule. His lies have become more fanciful than reading Harry Potter. I mean, the guy creates characters out of thin air. Ooh, I mean, I can see Dumbledore and Mickledorf and waving their hands in the air with the potions and the elixirs flying around or whatever else every time Biden opens his mouth. And in the latest edition, Biden treated this vast audience of dozens to the exploits of Uncle Bozy. Because that's what everybody called Ambrose. Uncle Bozy. Play that clip.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military.
All right, so I stopped the clip there from the very beginning because, number one, D-Day did not happen on a Sunday. That's the first factual wrong thing that Joe Biden said. And here's what Joe Biden wants you to believe. And I think I said this earlier in the broadcast, maybe in the first hour, but I said, I can't dispute that people were caught up in the whole hoopla of getting involved in the war because we'd been attacked as Americans. We were much more patriotic back then. So four brothers could have all gotten together to say we're going to do that. But as I alluded earlier, why did it take that? What was D-Day? It wasn't like we saw Saving Private Ryan. We didn't get any information on that. Why didn't they sign up after Pearl Harbor? See, that's where it makes me wonder, is Joe Biden lying? Because Pearl Harbor is something that we were told about. We knew exactly what was going to happen the minute that it happened. People were outraged, and that's what got us into the war. By the time D-Day happened, the war was practically over. I mean, we fought our butts off to land that beach in Normandy, and you know the rest of the history. But the war had been waging. It was well underway. The people who were fired up about the war got fired up when Pearl Harbor got attacked. Now, were his uncles old enough to go into the war all at that time? Don't know. Not going to do the research. I'm just telling you, the catalyst for getting into the war was not D-Day. The catalyst for getting into the war was Pearl Harbor. So I don't know that I believe Joe Biden, but we'll run with it. I'll defer to the lies so far. So let's get to the next part of the clip.
Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Bozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid.
Got to stop it again. See, this is where I cry foul. This is Joe Biden pulling a Joe Biden moment. This is Joe Biden pulling an Elizabeth Warren moment. This is Joe Biden pulling a Dolezal moment. This is Joe Biden pulling a Jussie Smollett of sorts. My uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozy. They called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. Okay, what's it got to do with the story? What's it got to do with the story? Simple answer, nothing. Joe Biden building up Uncle Ambrosi, or whatever his name is. And by the way, where'd the R go? They're calling him Uncle Bozy when his name was Ambrose. I could see people calling him Bros. Hey, what's up, Bros? But they called him Bozy instead of Brosy. So I don't believe it anyway, but okay, let's run with it. I don't want to get caught into the weeds here. But he was a hell of an athlete, they tell me. Well, maybe he wasn't, Joe. And by the way, were the other three uncles, were they good athletes? What happened to them? Or did they die off? He doesn't talk about any of the other uncles and what they've done. I'm really shocked by this. Maybe we'll get the sequel to this and we'll learn what the other uncles have done. You know, because we all know that the Biden family, you know, Joe Biden's word is a Biden. We're all amazing people. Let Joe tell the story. And they fought the war single-handedly. The Bidens did it. He says, yeah, he was a hell of an athlete. So we get to meet a legendary Biden, Uncle Bosey. How did Hollywood miss making the war movie about Uncle Bosey? I don't know. Maybe it's in the works right now. Hell of an athlete, Joe says. Or so they tell me. Well, you know what that meant to me? Somebody else in the Biden family is pretty good at telling tall tales, too. They told old Joey when he was sitting there at the foot of his grandma, oh, your Uncle Brosey, or I don't know what they call him, or whatever they call him, he's a heck of an athlete, Joey. Oh, Uncle Brosey, or whatever, he was a heck of an athlete. Well, I'm going to grow up and tell that story 1,000 times. Even though there's no proof. And oh, by the way, all the uncles that signed up after D-Day. Hey, press, I'm just saying, I'd like you to check to see did any of them sign up after Pearl Harbor was attacked. Just asking for a friend. And then Biden wants to give us more detail. I'm going to let you hear a little bit more. Because let's find out what Uncle Brosey did that was so fantastic that we needed to hear about him.
And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. Joe Biden telling a tall tale, telling us about Uncle Bosey flying these single engine. I love how Joe Biden gives you the stuff, you know. He wants to tell you about the exploits of his Uncle Bosey, who, as I said, they should have made a movie about this man by now. But he flew a single engine aircraft, a relic of an aircraft, over a war zone. I don't know what, during a time of war, Joe? He became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came on. And he flew reconnaissance. You know, he's building you up so you know just how great the Biden family is and how small you are. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden is a certified pathological liar who will use his family in order to promote his career. That's exactly what he's done. Joe Biden's first wife, the mother of Hunter and Beau and their daughter, tried to commit suicide. Well, she ended up committing suicide and killing the daughter, not Ashley, but killed the daughter of the Biden family almost killed Bowen Hunter when she drove her car in front of an 18-wheeler, and Joe Biden said that 18-wheeler driver was drunk, which he was not. Joe Biden should have been sued for slander and saying that, and he said it multiple times. But because he was a senator, he got away with that blatant lie. That man took it to his grave that supposedly he was the drunk driver that killed the Biden family, when in fact Joe Biden was such a horrible parent, a horrible husband, that his wife wanted to kill the entire family rather than have him grow up with Joe Biden. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, that's the truth about Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden paints a different truth. He paints it as though he was a doting husband and a doting father. And he was devastated that this trucker hit his wife, this drunk driver hit his wife and killed the family. And thankfully, the two boys survived. You want to hear another fallacy as we're talking about universal truth? Joe Biden wants you to believe that Bo Biden was the good son that was Mr. Perfect and everybody should have paid attention. Oh, Joe, poor old Bo. How dare Donald Trump talk about the veterans when my son was a veteran? I dare you to go look up Bo Biden's record as an attorney general in Delaware. I tell you this, folks, be warned. Thank God that Bo Biden was not allowed to run the Biden family business. Because if you see what this crackhead's been able to do, what do you think a guy who was already structured to do it, who was in the military for a reason? Joe, Bo Biden was put in the military because it was strategic, not because he loved the country. His daddy knew what it would get him. He was placed as the Attorney General of Delaware. Why? Because he was the best AG? No, because daddy knew what he was going to use Bo to do. The Biden family ruled Delaware with an iron fist. It was their fiefdom, and Bo Biden was a big part of it, just like Hunter is. And the crackhead son, once Bo died, he took over in more ways than one, because not only did he marry Bo's widow, he decided he would run the family business, and he brought him millions and millions of dollars. What do you think a guy who didn't have the record of the military that Hunter Biden had, what do you think he could have done? Oh, by the way, when Bo was dying of brain cancer, Hunter went into the military late. He didn't sign up because he's willing to go. He signed up because his daddy said, this will give you credentials that I can use when you're running the family business now that we're about to lose the good son. Oh, Kevin Jackson, you're being so mean. You know, how can you preach about those things? How can you call yourself a child of God as you tell what? The truth? That's what it is about the Biden family. Don't let Joe Biden try to paint this picture. I was a great daddy, and don't you talk about my sons. His sons were cogs in the wheel. His wife was a cog in the wheel. What do you think Joe Biden is for her? A stepping stone. She left a good man, a good marriage. She had everything she wanted, but she didn't have the clout that she needed. She couldn't be called Dr. Jill Biden. She couldn't be called First Lady Jill Biden. What's it gotten her? You think anybody really gives a crap about that woman? Who do you pick, Melania or Jill Biden? Pfft, easy choice. That's like the little girl in the Geico commercial picking Charles Barkley. Yeah, the choice is that easy. Joe Biden is regaling us with his uncle Ambrose Brozy, that they called Uncle Bozy. He was a hell of an athlete, Joe Biden said. And he was a real-life hero because he flew a plane over a war zone during a war. Wow. A lot of real-life heroes did that. How many aces did he shoot down? I mean, look, I'm not diminishing everybody that dropped their bombs and did their sorties and did all that stuff. They did their jobs, and good for them. And I don't think their families are running around talking about my dad flew in the blah, blah, blah. He's a hero. No, my dad did his job in the military protecting this country. Something many of us, millions of us, people listening to this phone call, if you were to this phone call, to this radio show, you would be doing the same thing. You'd be willing to do it. Does it take some guts to enlist? Absolutely. But it takes guts to do a lot of stuff. And you're willing to do it. You would have done it if the time calling had been right. If I'd have been around during World War II, I'd have stepped up. No questions asked. It wouldn't have made me a hero. It would have made me an American. See, the average American, they're like the Marines. Marines are already like, we're special forces out the block. If you're American out of the block, you're already special. You're more special than any other citizen of any other country in the world. before I run out of time, let me get back to the fun part of what Joe Biden said about old Uncle Ambrose, Uncle Bozy. Actually, before we do that, I want to say this. I want you to look at all the energy that old Joe's putting into this conversation as he's explaining how great his family was, how they were all heroes who got eaten by cannibals.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to a recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Bozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't miss it. The telltale sign that old Joe Biden's lying, you know, and he says, you know, he was the cannibals are in there, you know, and that's part of New Guinea for real. Or when he goes, anyway, that's when you know Joe. Oh, wait a minute. You know, Joe Biden's lying when he opens his friggin' mouth. But let's just focus on old Uncle Ambrose again. OK, you know, he's a hell of an athlete, says Joey Demento. Another tall tale. Oh, you know, he's flying a single-engine aircraft over, you know, doing a reconnaissance mission. He's got to give you the flavor of the lie. See, it isn't just a lie. Yeah, my uncle was in the, you know, in the Air Corps and flew a mission. The plane got shot down, and, you know, it always makes me reflect on the military. No, Joe's got to get a hell of an athlete. I'm surprised Joe didn't go into detail. You know, he beat up old Jim Thorpe, won the Olympic Games, the first Olympic Games, and then, you know, of course, he set the high jump record, beating old Fosbury, doing the flop thing. Fosbury didn't do the flop. My uncle did it first. And, you know, whatever. And, by the way, he could outdo more push-ups than anybody. Yeah, that's where I get it from. Uncle Bozy flew a single-engine plane as a reconnaissance over the war zones. Yeah, but the story gets better, folks, because the protagonist of this little saga, old Uncle Bozy, gets shot down. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know how Joe can affirm that whether the cannibals ate him or not. Or maybe he dropped out of the sky and the cannibals went, oh, my goodness, this is it. There really is another other white meat. Okay, let me just set the scenario. Plane gets shot down, smoke, you know, coming out of the fuselage, crashes into the ground going, what, 300-400 miles an hour. And Joe Biden says, well, you know, our cannibals over there, and old Uncle Bozy ended up being on the plate of one of the kingpin cannibals. What does that add to the story? Nothing, but Joe says, for real, for real. He got eaten by cannibals, for real. Not one strand of DNA. In this whole scenario, but old Joe, you know, he says those third world indigenous poor colored folks ate old Uncle Bozy. Yeah, we did. His plane went down, and I don't know about you, with most of the crashes of airplanes like that, but they don't usually recover a lot of the bodies. They recover the black box in the fuselage and a wing or two, maybe the wheel well or something, but they don't get too many of the bodies. It takes a lot to go discover that, but old Joe's pretty sure the cannibals got him. That's why he added that other piece. See, because the story's not the story until you add the cannibals to it. It wasn't enough that old Uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete and that he was flying reconnaissance missions over war zones and he got shot down and he served his country. No, that's not good enough. They never found the body because, you know, there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. Joe Biden, the liar. Then he goes on to talk about old Bo. And I don't think we have enough time to play the rest of it, but he says, he's embarrassed that Donald Trump was a commander-in-chief because Trump said that the people that were left in Normandy were the bad soldiers. Because he's got to make you think, oh, Bo, he was one of those guys that rushed the beaches of Normandy and was getting shot at by German machine gun nests. Bo Biden was no hero. He served in the military, got out, became an AG, and happened to die from brain cancer. That's it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.